This episode is brought to you by pomegranates. Pomegranates, a bittersweet fruit. They taste good sometimes, not always. You don't always get a good pomegranate, and if you leave them out too long, they won't be good at all. So that's a pro tip. But we appreciate them for sponsoring the first podcast, okay? Let's list off the benefits of pomegranates, all right? Number one, they're high in antioxidants. Yes, antioxidants, which is good for your body. People like to throw them in smoothies and whatnot. Okay, two, they are a bragging fruit. You can brag that you eat pomegranates because who eats pomegranates? And you could be that guy. Okay, everyone and their mother eats an apple, but you're the one eating a pomegranate. Stand out, you guys. You don't want to be that person who eats apples and bananas. Boring. Fucking get yourself a pomegranate, dude. Fuck yeah. So I want to talk about juuling or vaping, whatever you call it. Juuling is now synonymous with vaping, I guess. I don't know when that happened, but that's what people call it now. You juul. I juul. Okay. I am fucking addicted to this thing, you guys. It's crazy. Like I'm super addicted to the Juul. I can't remember a time within the past year where a Juul has not been within arm's reach of me. And if it's on red or if I can't find it, I am the most anxious I ever am if I don't have it near me. Which is crazy. Like this device is addictive, man. It's addictive. You know, and like I used to smoke cigarettes. I started pretty young in hindsight now. I started like 16 or 17, which then you feel like when you're 17, you feel like you're old, but you're really not. And I'm not old now, but I'm just saying you just feel older. And I thought it was okay. Like I smoked cigarettes and even that got out of hand too, right? So I got to like a pack a day at one point when I was working construction jobs, and that was disgusting, right? A pack-a-day smoker, that's gross. Who am I? Do I live in a fucking trailer? No. Middle-class person shouldn't be smoking a pack-a-day. So the Juul substituted me, and it made the transition super easy. Like, that's why I'm an advocate for the Juul. I'm an advocate because it helped me, like, without even thinking about it, I just switched. And it made it so easy. I didn't crave cigarettes. Now I'll only smoke on the weekends if I'm drinking or fucking whatever. You know, I don't go for it now. I just go for my Juul, which is great, right? I think it's good. And honestly, like, fuck the people who say, you don't know what's in there, man. You don't know what's in there. You're fucking smoking plastic. Well, actually, you're vaping it. You're heating it up. You're not smoking it like you would a cigarette. It's not combusting, it's on fire, and I know exactly what's in there. There's three chemicals in my Juul. Three chemicals. There is 1,000 plus in cigarettes, and it's on fire, and there's Windex and fucking lots of shit that already is proven to cause cancer. The Juul has not yet been proven to cause cancer, so I'm a fucking betting man, and I'm gonna bet that the Juul is not as bad as cigarettes. Let's just get that out there. Come on. Really, you really think it's worse than cigarettes? Just think about how bad you smell after smoking. And think about how nothingness there is after vaping. The smell goes away instantly. Your teeth don't stain. You know what I mean? You don't fucking beat your grandmother because you're smoking. What? The point is, I think it's good. I think it's better than cigarettes, but here's where the problem comes. Everyone fucking has one now. Everyone has a Juul, you know. Some would say I was the one who brought the Juul to Canada. I had it first, out of anyone that I know, at least. I was the first one to have it. I'm a fucking pioneer, you guys. I'll go more into details about how I'm a pioneer later, but the problem is now everyone has one. And kids, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, have a Juul. What? Why do you have a Juul? I understand, like, this is, like, the new thing that, like, the next generation is doing. Like they're not picking up cigarettes to begin with. They're going straight to the vape. But just like, I guess it makes sense, and I guess it's better. But it's weird how it's happening at such a young age, and that like I'm doing the same thing that a 13-year-old's doing. And it's so easy to hide too. At least like my parents knew I was smoking. They didn't say anything, which is weird. Like if you know your son smokes, you'd think you'd say, "Hey, don't smoke cigarettes." But I never got that talk. But if I had the Juul, they would have no idea that I do it. Parents will have no idea that their kids are doing this. And it's like, what's going to happen? Is if it comes out that it's worse, which I don't think it will, that could be fucking potentially terrible. I just, there's something about it. I just don't think 13-year-olds should have a Juul. I don't know. I think I should be the only one. I should be the only one who has one, or people who use it for what it's for. It's supposed to be an aid to stop smoking. Use it for that. What else can I say about this? Like, maybe only use the Juul when you are going out, but you can't because it's super addictive and so easy to get addicted to this. It's a catch 22 here. Maybe I should just stop doing it. You know what? I farted. I'm gonna try going a week, and I'll report back on my findings and trying to go a week without the Juul. I'll get back to you guys on that. But let's talk about something else. So I want to talk about the stock market with you guys. I'm in the stock market, and it's kind of like a gambling thing for me. I have a gambling problem. And I've kind of substituted gambling with the stock market, and I've kind of used it as like my new thing to do. I don't know much about it, I'll be honest. I don't know much about the stock market. I pretend to do. Pro tip, actually, if you ever want to pretend to know that you're an expert on something, this is all you have to do: memorize a few of the key terms. Okay. And then just speak about it in conversation. People won't question you, okay? And even if you do, you get your key things down that you know how to say, and then you turn the conversation over to them, get them to, and kind of have like a little, pretend that you're debating, but you're not. You're just kind of winging it, you know? So you'd just be like, yeah, dividends, PE ratios, upturn, downturn, bear market, bull market, the Dow. You just say these things. People just be like, oh, fuck this guy. This guy knows what he's talking about. This guy knows his shit. Smart dude. But now I'm a little concerned because my portfolio is not doing so good as it was before. I'm not down just yet, but I'm not as up as I was. Like I was doing really good a year and a half ago. I figured it out. I hacked the system. I'm gonna do great forever. And it's just, I'm on a downturn. I'll break it down for you what I'm in. Half my portfolio is in banks, Canadian banks, which is a safe investment. That's what, if you're going to get in the stock market, that's bar none the best thing you can do. Just put your money in Canadian banks or any bank, any stable stock. It's a slow upward trajectory. Slow is the key word there. And that gives you dividends. That's what you need to get into. And that's what 80% of your portfolio should be. Mine is about 40 or 50%. And the rest I put in riskier stocks. And they did well for a bit, the riskier stocks. But now they're not doing so hot. And those riskier stocks are weed, pot stocks, which was a trend before. And everyone thought, don't get into them. I got in early enough to see profits, but I didn't get in early enough to be a millionaire. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. I'd be fucking on a yacht. Or I'm just, you know, not worried about anything. But anyways, So I got in decently early, but now fucking not all of them are doing so good. Another thing I went into was like, I read, was it lumber or steel? Or see, this is how bad it is. This is why I treat it like gambling. I can't even remember the stock I put it in. What was it? Steel? No. I don't know. Let's just say it's lumber. And I read up on it, and the people I was reading from are saying this stock has the potential to triple. It's kind of like a penny stock kind of thing. I put in like $2,000, and I saw that $2,000 fucking this. I'm down 90% on that. 90%. So which kind of offsets the goodness in my portfolio. You know what I mean? Like the safe stock is now not as good because I just lost fucking $2,000 in a shit stock. Fuck. I can't see this. I'm worried now because people are saying we're going to hit a recession soon. That won't be good because then if I get into the red territory, then that's not good. All these shit jobs I've worked a grocery store, worked, construction as a painter, retail jobs, all this would be fucking useless if it goes in the red. So I'm hoping it doesn't. Learn from my mistake. If you're going to get in the stock market, you don't need to know that much. Just get in safe stocks, dividend paying stocks. It's easy. All the dividend means is that they pay you for being invested. So you get about 5% on the high end, 2% on the low end of whatever you put in every year that comes back to you. So it's just money coming back to you for free while the stock goes up. That's how you do it. Call them, people call them whatever. It doesn't matter what they call them. Get in the fucking banks, man. I'm telling you, get in the bank. I'm not the Wolf of Wall Street here, so I'm not coercing you into anything, but that's the safe bet. Learn from my mistakes. See, I was wrong at the intro of this podcast. You are learning something. Don't be a degenerate gambler. And if you're going to go into risky stocks, make sure you fucking read it from more than one source. Because if one source tells you, it's a scam. God bless me. I'm going to give you guys an update on how my stocks are doing in about, it doesn't matter. I'll give you an update at some point. Because right now I'm tripping out. I think it might. I might fuck up and have to start saving money again. So I want to finish off here this episode, and I want to make it a weekly segment here, and I'm going to call it the Figure It Out segment. And basically what the Figure It Out segment is about is when you go about your day and you run into someone and they're just completely being fucking ridiculous, when someone's just being so just ridiculous and like you can't even believe a person is doing it, and then you give your point of view, you tell them it, and then you go, figure it out, buddy. That's how you do it. You don't be an asshole to everyone around you. So this week the Figure It Out segment, people who buy lottery tickets at a gas station. I'm sure we've all run into them. They are the ones when you're going into a gas station, you might be in a rush. I know me, I just want to grab Juul pods. That's why I don't pay at the pump. Anyways, a lot of people like to go inside the gas station instead of paying at the pump because you want to get goods. You want to get the goods and refreshments that they have inside. So when you go in and then there's a long line and there's some guy there who's fucking just buying lottery and scratch tickets all day. They go, you know, they go fucking make the clerk. There's only one guy working at a gas station all the time. And he's just fucking picking in it like he's in a goddamn casino. You're not in a casino, buddy. You're at the fucking gas station. Get gas, get a vitamin water, and get the fuck out. Fucking figure it out, man. See, that's what we're doing here. We're saying figure it out. but for real, why are you choosing to gamble in a fucking gas station? You can gamble on your phone. You can gamble anywhere you want. You can gamble in the stock market like me. You could if you really wanted to. So if you're ever in that situation and someone's got to fucking figure it out, you tell them, can you please move to the side? And you won't do that because that's confrontation and people aren't confrontational, but maybe you will. Can I please go through with my transaction and then you can deal with your losing lottery tickets later? Could you do that later? Could you please move to the side and have some etiquette and fucking figure it out that people just need to get on their way? There's truck drivers. We're going to be late for deliveries because you just made $4 on a lottery ticket and you're reinvesting it in more lottery tickets. And then you're literally scratching your fucking scratch ticket. Fucking figure it out, man. Don't do it. All right. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you for listening to the first podcast. Thank you for bearing with me. This has been very experimental. This has been experimental. I'm winging it right now. I'm hoping to get some more structure involved in the podcast. Might even get some guests on soon. So this is the format. Tell me if you dig it. If you don't, we'll see. I think I'm going to make more of them. Thank you for listening to Funny Bone Media, and we'll see you later.